Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Our God, our King. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. Psalm 47, verses 1 to 4. Our King is coming, said the pastor one Sunday morning. A three-year-old scrambled out from under the pew, jumped onto the seat, looked out towards the back of the church and shouted, "Where? Where's the King? I want to see the King." Where's the King? Many are asking that today. We see communities ruined by economic stress, social unrest, and natural disasters. Many feel a sense of hopelessness and abandonment. Where is God? Did he leave us? Oh, how we want to see our King. But our Lord is the King over all the earth. He is here, and he never left us. The pages of the Bible are filled with examples of God's power over the world. First, he made the entire world, the heavens and the earth, with just his power and his words. We saw God flood the world in Noah's time, and with this same power, he made the waters evaporate. We saw God win battles for his people and send food to them when they were in the middle of the desert. Through Jesus, we saw God heal the sick and bring people back to life. Our God is King over heaven and earth. We often feel as though we need a King to rescue us from this world, from natural disasters, physical pain and disease, and from the sins of others. But truly, we need someone to save us from ourselves. We are sinful. We are the problem with this world. We need someone to save us because we are evil. Sin is not just a product of the world around us. It is not something that someone is doing to us. It is a product of ourselves from within ourselves. On Judgment Day, the last day of the world, God will return. All people will submit to our King who defeated the darkness of sin on our behalf. Our King over heaven and earth will come back to rescue us from this dark world and bring us to the eternal light of heaven. Our King is coming. He is our Savior. We rejoice as we look forward to the day when he returns and his name is proclaimed everywhere as ruler of all. We do as the psalm says and clap our hands and shout with joy. God is King and has given us heaven, our inheritance. Let's pray together. Dear God, our King, thank you for the reminder that you are in control of all things in this world. I rejoice that you are our King in this world. I'm sorry for my sins, for all that I do to bring hurt and sadness into this world. Help me to forgive others as you have forgiven me, and help me to show others that you are our Savior. Amen. A question to consider. The power of God over this world can often be seen in nature. How have you seen God's power in the world around you? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.